Good morning, everybody. I have a very short message for you this morning. Let's pray. Father, I bring this occasion before you and invite your Holy Spirit to take absolute control of all that we're going to do. I take authority as your servant, Lord, to command every foul spirit to leave this room as I soak every corner in the blood of Jesus Christ. I also invite your Holy Spirit to come and settle your children. Take away every wandering spirit, non-concentration, spirit of sleep. In the name of our Lord and Savior, leave this room for God's children to receive this message. At the end of it, we give you praise. Amen. I have chosen a message that two of the synoptic Bible writers, the New Testament writers, agree on. These two, Mark and Luke, never walked with Jesus. Only John and Matthew walked with Jesus. So I'm talking to you today about the teaching or the anointing these two experienced after Jesus had left this planet. And the scriptures I'm going to base my message on, first of all, in Mark chapter 16, the last chapter of Mark, verses 15 to 18. And in Luke, is Luke 10, 19. And I will dwell principally on that of Mark to give this message. In Mark 15, Mark 16, verses 15 to 18, it reads, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 17. And these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. 18. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall be recovered." Amen. This is the lot of every believer. It isn't only the pastors and the so. Every believer. And when I got saved and went to the Bible school in Ghana with Pastor Joe and the wife being our ministers, he stressed on this. So it really sank into my spirit. I'm so mature that I said to myself, if this thing is true, then I'm going to see if it will work. I try. It wasn't working. So one day I talked to Joseph and said, "But Joe, you said the Bible, everything the Bible says it can work. Why is this not working?" Then Joe said, "You have to go through certain routines before you begin to experience this. First of all, you have been saved, you must be baptized, and you must receive also Holy Spirit baptism. That will enable you. So I went through all that. And when I was receiving the Holy Spirit baptism, it was here in the UK. We went outside Ghana, outside London, and Joe called people, those who want to receive Holy Spirit baptism, come to the front. I rushed. And Mrs. Okuramande's son, Michael Okuramande, was also there, and others, Leon, all of them, I think they've left the church or something. We stood there, and when it came to my turn, he started praying for Leon. Leon too has left the church. When he laid hand on Leon, he took him up, smashed him on the floor. I said, my goodness, what is going to happen? So I was trembling. It came to my turn, and he did it. I fell back, but I didn't fall the way the other young man. And since then, I began to experience what is said in this Bible. And so my advice to all of you hearing me is this. You can all lay hands on the sick and pray for the sick to be healed. You don't have to bring that person to Pastor John. If you like, try it. Before I leave this, I go back to Ghana. Try it on your child. If it doesn't work, you come and tell me, Daddy B, it's not working on my part. Then I'll pray for you. In any case, when I got this message, then I decided to make sure that every occasion that I'm given, I will test the scripture. And I remember we had another camp meeting outside London, and there was an occasion for the leadership or the elders of the ministry to pray for people. And when I prayed for people, they started to demonstrate the sort of things that this thing is. So this is an introduction to what I want to tell you, that every one of you here has the capacity to experience what the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verses 15, 16, 18. And if you are here that you have not got this grace and you want to be prayed for to receive this grace, at the end of the teaching, I will invite you to come and we'll pray for you, myself and Kwabena, pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. That's the first aspect of my teaching this morning. Amen. Now, this scripture that I've quoted, somewhere in the Bible, I read this and I want to read it for you. For your information, he said, indeed, Mark's gospel in particular assures Christian workers of all generations that the same attesting miracles that accredited the ministries of the apostles will continue as a characteristic feature of God's people under the new covenant. So that in our time too, these blessings will continue to work in our lives as believers. So I assure you that each one of you, if you put this, what you are hearing today, to test, you will find that indeed everything the Bible says about we believers will come to pass if we only move in faith and in confidence that we have actually received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Amen. I will continue with this message by drawing your attention to another important aspect of our walk with our Lord Jesus Christ and how to evangelize. Pastor John, as I've been here, have been telling you people that you should bring people into the church, because this, our church, though it's very young, has certain qualities that even those churches that have been established all these years don't have. This church has the quality of caring for people, single-parented people in particular. I know of a few girls in our old church in Greenwich who were single-parented. And even though they didn't have husbands, the church leadership brought them into their fold. And I can mention names like Aisha, not Joseph's wife, Aisha. There is one Aisha, I think she's now left. I can mention names like even my own two boys, their mom left us, and I had to take care of them. I can mention Philip and his brothers. Their mother took care of them as a single parent. And so this church was planted, I would say, it's been established by people whose parents were either one side woman or one side man. And therefore, when there is somebody in the society that has unfortunately had a child without a husband, this church opens its door to that person to come to know Jesus Christ. And in so doing, the church is taking care of those people in society who are downtrodden, who are despised by community, and all that. Therefore, it's come at a time that the world will benefit by the teachings we give in this ministry, amen, both here, Africa. And to be honest, too, I'm so comforted that this church is spreading all over the world. My prayer has always been that Joseph makes sure he establishes Christian Life Fellowship on all continents before he's called home. But I am also praying that I see it happen before the Lord calls me home. I know how it will happen because I still have 10 more years. Amen. I want to hit 100 before I go. Amen. And hitting 100 too, I don't want to hold sticko. I want to hit 100 every. If you take Jesus seriously, you'll be. Sometimes I say to myself, why are people not trusting Jesus in every aspect of their lives? When you want to work, you want work, you are crying, I'm not getting work. It's not time for you to get that work, that's all. But once you are believing and trusting Jesus, your time will come. I had to wait over 60 years to come and know Jesus Christ. 60 years. And in that meantime, in those days, I was fooling around. The enemy used me to fool around in order that I will not come to where the Lord has brought me into this world to do. So is this with every one of you. The enemy is the enemy that is keeping you away from what the Lord brought you into this world to do. And so you've come to a ministry where your eyes will be open to these truths in order to fight the enemy back, as I have been fighting, and I have been fighting them very, very powerfully. In fact, if I tell you my history as far as women, my association with women is concerned, you will say, hey, this little man, I came here in 1964. Some of you were even not born. 1964. And had Joseph in 65. And I think that's about the same year John Dompre was a senior to Joseph by 1 year. And 64 till today, you know how many women have been my wives? This one will come. Oh, I'll come and help you to bring up your children. I give her British passport. Because I was so clever. When I arrived in this country, straight away, first of all, let me say this. I wanted to go back because life was tough. Life was very tough for me. And before I left Ghana, I had risen to the grade of assignment officer, senior grade. And Samuels, our establishment secretariat minister, called me and said, "Young man, you've got a good job and you are leaving it. If you go in 6 months, I know Britain is very difficult. If you come before 6 months expires, you'll get your job back." So I said, "Thank you." So when I came, my money ran out. And I went to the Home Office. I want to go back to Ghana. They say, "We are not allowing you to go because you are a British subject. You are a colonial subject. What, you want job?" I say, "Yeah, I have no money." I told them, "I have no money. We'll find you a job." Not now that even if you want to stay, they say, "Go." No, no, no. Our time, they were asking to stay. And so they found me a job with Greater London Council. GLC. Ken Livingston was the then boss of Greater. And I stayed and got this job at GLC, not knowing the Lord was preparing me to be able to live here and in Ghana to do Christian Life Fellowship assignment. So now I can go to Ghana as I please and come to UK as I please. I have got a pension. Sufficient enough. I've got a pension. Big, big pension. Big, big pension. So, in fact, all I'm trying to say is that you've come to a good family. This ministry is a good family. It cares for the downtrodden. It cares for the single parents. It cares for children with disabilities. Every weak part of, every unpleasant part of human society that the world will scorn upon, this ministry has been brought to take care of those people. And so... you are at the right place. Amen. I continue with my message. I'm doing it bits and pieces. Bits and pieces. I'm trying to let you know what this ministry stands for. The other thing I want to say today is that our Bishop Pastor John has been urging you people to do evangelism and bring souls into the kingdom. I think that is the prime objective of this ministry, because the churches, all the so-called established churches, are out there only to make money and to have fame with the world. They are not thinking and taking care of the souls of the people they are shepherding. But we, you know something, God has made it that we have two means of coming into this world, man and woman will meet, bring a child. That's one of the means. The second means is that we are born again as believers. We have two means of exiting from this world. Death, which every child knows about, and then rapture. And for rapture, because it's very rare, only two people have experienced it since the world came into existence. Enoch and what's the other name? Enoch and this prophet, Elijah. And there are also two destinations we leave this world to go to, heaven, hell. And with this setup, it's up to the churches in the world to show people how to fulfill these things that the Lord has established the world for. Bringing people into the world, leaving this world, and the destination they go finally. But most of these so-called established churches are not doing this thing. That is why God has brought Christian Life Fellowship, to open the eyes of the world to these truths about our existence on this planet. Therefore, you are here to open the world's eyes to the fact that we are only passing through this world to a destination. And that destination, you make the choice whether you want to go where God is or you want to go where Satan is. The Bible speaks of narrow is the road that leads to heaven and wide is the road that goes to destruction. And the wide road is taking so many people, including so-called Christians, because Christians in these churches that are very well established are not opening people's eyes to see the need to know Jesus Christ in order to make it. They know Jesus because they say Jesus, Jesus. But knowing and living for him as Christian Life Fellowship membership preaches to its members, you are being taught how to live for Jesus Christ in order that you make it to his presence. The others are using the Bible to make money, to make fame, good name in the world, for the world to know, oh, so far away, this pastor or this minister is, I was going to go my way. When you are talking to people who don't understand your language, you have to be very careful. Because people, most of you understand my language, so you get me. Yeah. So, what's the next point? The next point is that I am going to ask anybody or anyone who wants to be prayed for to receive Holy Spirit baptism to be able to pray in the Spirit. You see, praying in the Spirit, in Ghana, there was one NDC minister who said, those who pray in the Spirit are mad people. No, he doesn't know the value of and the power behind praying in the Spirit. It's so powerful that witches are afraid of. But Satan too has his own tongues. How many minutes have I got? 10. Okay. It's getting close. Satan too has his own tongues. But our tongues emanates from those who have been born and baptized. Born again, go through the procedure of being born again as provided by the Bible. And then being baptized by immersion, not by sprinkling like the established churches do. There's nowhere in the Bible where Jesus was sprinkled on his day of baptism. But this still exists in our so-called big churches. They baptize babies, little children who do not know right from wrong. They baptize them. We don't do that, do we? We only baptize those who are able to say the sinner's prayer, and we push that person through water to leave all the sins he or she thinks he has committed in the water and come out a new man to begin God's work. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Become a new man or a new woman and empowered by the Holy Spirit to do God's work. One advice I'm going to finish off to give you is this. If you want to exercise the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ, get baptized. Get baptized hot water, through water, as well as Holy Spirit baptism, and you will surely exercise the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, to bring my message to a close, I will invite anybody, first of all, who thinks he or she has backslided, to come and be renewed in his stand for Jesus. And then secondly, those who would want to receive Holy Spirit baptism, to come forward, myself and Kwabna, we will pray for that person based on the scriptures to receive Holy Spirit baptism. Amen. Thank you for your patience and your what else? Patience and your... Amen.